Welcome to another week of the Lookout News Roundup. I'm your host, Joseph Darius Jafari, editor-in-chief of Lookout, where you can find queer news and accountability reporting from across the Southwest. Head over to lookoutnews.org to learn more and sign up for our newsletters to get this roundup and more delivered straight to your inbox. Let's go ahead and get started with some local news from Arizona and Colorado. Arizona Raft Adventures is working to redefine what safety and inclusion look like on Grand Canyon river trips. Queer guide Seneca Chris Jones-Dodier says the company has transformed from a workplace where LGBTQ plus employees often felt isolated into one where crews better reflect the diversity of the people they serve. Through hiring practices, staff training, and a strict code of conduct, the company emphasizes both physical and emotional safety. Owners Fred and Alex Thevenin say allyship and respect are central to creating a welcoming environment for guests and guides, making the wilderness more accessible for queer travelers looking for adventure and community. Meanwhile, in Colorado, some other good news. The Mile High Queer Club is reshaping how people build queer community beyond traditional nightlife spaces. Westward reports the grassroots group was founded by Whitney Nassie after she struggled to find queer friendships. Since then, it has grown into a massive network with thousands of members and events ranging from hikes and book clubs to pride celebrations and volunteer opportunities. By making the entire city its, quote, clubhouse, the Mile High Queer Club offers an alternative to bar-centered queer culture, helping newcomers and longtime residents build chosen family through shared experiences and community connection. Also in Colorado and Arizona, for legislative news, voters will soon decide the future of transgender rights at the ballot box. A wave of anti-trans ballot initiatives is heading to voters in 2026 across five states, including Arizona and Colorado. In Arizona, Proposition 318 would expand the state's existing ban on transgender girls competing in sports to include private schools and club teams. It would also restrict transgender students' access to bathrooms, locker rooms, and showers that match their gender identity. While in Colorado, voters will consider measures that would ban gender-affirming surgeries for minors and prohibit transgender students from participating in sports aligned with their gender identity. These measures mark the first time voters will directly decide whether to roll back queer protections through statewide ballot initiatives. Now moving on to national news, trans activist Autumn Hill is speaking publicly for the first time since receiving a 50-year prison sentence connected to a 2025 anti-ICE protest in Texas where an officer was shot. In an interview with Uncloseted Media from jail, Hill disputes the government's characterization of the case, calling herself a political prisoner and saying she left the protest hours before the police officer was shot. Hill and others involved in the protest have received a combined 350 years in prison. They are the first people sentenced under the Trump administration's new effort to prosecute people associated with anti-fascist movements. The defendants are appealing the case. Anti-LGBTQ billboards appearing across rural Ohio are also facing growing backlash from residents, advocacy groups, and LGBTQ plus organizations. The Buckeye Flame reports the billboards are part of a campaign from Them Before Us, an anti-LGBTQ plus group based in Seattle. In response, local organizations have launched protests, fundraising campaigns, and counter-advertising efforts. One Ohio organization called Have a Gay Day purchased billboard space to push back against the messages, saying the campaign has brought communities together in opposition. Meanwhile, in Washington, five House Democrats joined Republicans in supporting a measure that would prevent the military from covering gender-affirming health care for transgender service members. The vote came after Democrats helped defeat a broader ban on transgender people serving in the military. The issue highlights growing tensions among some Democratic lawmakers over how far to go in protecting queer rights. Truthout reports there is still an existing ban preventing many transgender people from enlisting, while the new measure would limit health care access for those already serving, along with their children. Colorado Congressman Lauren Boebert attempted to attach a broader ban to the National Defense Authorization Act, but that effort failed. However, Democrats did support a separate measure restricting transgender girls from participating in sports at Defense Department schools. And finally, the Trump administration has canceled nearly all federal funding for the nation's teen pregnancy prevention program, ending decades of support for evidence-based education initiatives. The New York Times reports the administration is replacing those programs with a strategy focused on fertility awareness, marriage, and reproductive goals, an approach that mirrors recommendations from the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025 blueprint. This is the second time the Trump administration has attempted to eliminate the program. In 2018, a court blocked the effort. This time, however, the administration is on stronger legal footing to end funding for programs designed to prevent teen pregnancy, which remains at historically low levels. That's it for this week's Lookout News Roundup. Don't forget to visit lookoutnews.org and follow us on Blue Sky, Facebook, and Instagram @lookout_news. Until next week, stay safe, stay informed, and look out for each other.